All right, brief timeout, touch table on some football before we get back to business. Kenneth, music. Oh, we have Tesh live at Red Rocks.
Yes, sir. Let's wrap up the NBA draft.
Thank God.
Was night number two. You know, let's just start it off like this. Mike, should the NBA just go back to doing the draft in one night?
Yes, and it should be as a lightning round, speed round. 5 minutes between picks in the second round. Also, enough with the trades. Enough. You don't want your pick, forfeit it. Trade it in for a sub sandwich. Enough.
I want to say, I think there was 18 trades.
Insanity. Yes, one night. And also, for the love of God, upgrade the coverage. It's atrocious.
And maybe not hold it in the Barclays garage area.
That was a tough look last night.
It was.
All right, they're one step from hosting at the Knights of Columbus. That was a tough deal last night.
Right. Okay, so we like to play this game. How many players drafted in the NBA draft were transfers in college?
All of them.
No, there's a number. See if you can guess the number. 59 picks.
45.
59 picks. No, a little too high.
Okay, I'm
Kenny,
done.
Kenny, want to jump in?
As a guess over here.
Yeah, I was just telling Kenny, 38?
20. Just 20.
That doesn't feel accurate. But I'll tell you why. Okay, foreign players can't transfer. They're playing for, you know, the Belgrade All-Stars. Okay. I wish you would have subtracted the foreign players. That would have been more fair. Okay. But you're not a fair man.
I'm not.
Go ahead.
Mike. Okay, Mike. Duke had all five people in their starting lineup get drafted.
Yeah, that's how you win championships. Tom Izzo.
They actually didn't win the championship last night. But
it gives you a chance.
They made one step further than this. Can you stay focused?
Okay.
Okay. Can you name the last two teams that had all five starters get drafted?
09 North Carolina?
No.
They had five first-round picks. Who was who?
No. I'm saying in that season, not guys who stayed and played a couple years.
Oh, dear God. The whole starting five in the same year?
Yes.
Is this?
One's a blue blood. Well, actually, two.
Yeah, a Kentucky team of some form.
Yeah, 2012, Kentucky.
Was that the Anthony Davis, John Wall?
Yes.
Thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And 06. Oh, UConn. Rudy Gay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's a tough question. It's a good question. That's a tough one.
You know what?
That's not easy.
I'm channeling my inner Mike.
Yeah.
Things. Sports.
Stuff.
What do Caleb Love, Mark Sears, RJ Louise, and Hunter Dickinson all have in common?
All undrafted ball hogs.
All undrafted, and all will be taking a pay cut.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. It now makes more sense for you to stay in college if you're not going to be that first or second round
pick. That's right.
You just stay in college. You collect your money.
Stay and play. So, yes. Hunter Dickinson's going to have a rude awakening when that check hits on Friday.
Mike, what do you make of this? According to some news reports, Ace Bailey not going out to Utah. He was, for those who don't know, Ace Bailey was selected fifth by the Utah Jazz. He made it a point to say, I only want to go to certain teams. Utah said, I don't care. I'm drafting you anyway.
Yeah.
Reports say he has not shown up yet.
I think it's stupid people getting stupid advice and getting stupid outcomes. I mean, Ace Bailey and his family hired someone who had never been an agent before. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. Yeah, would you trust a fireman with that? Like, it's insanity.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Now the Jazz got you. You want to have a whole city turn on you before you collect a check? You're going to show up. You don't have any outs.
Yeah.
What a ridiculous situation.
I mean, he's doubling down on the whole, you know, this is your chance to say, okay, how about we start fresh? Nah, I'm not going to be out there yet. You're seeing everybody flying out to their cities, even second rounders. He's not there yet. Another by the numbers for you, Mike. Average age of the first round selections.
19.5.
Well, just go with 19.
Okay.
Way to go.
I mean, it just skews that way now. The one and dones, whether it's the G League stuff, which has calmed down a little bit, but the foreign players that get taken, you're not seeing the 30-year-old smoking Marlboro Reds walking down the aisle.
No.
Coming over, you know, like Sabonis did. It's different now.
Average age of the second round selection.
23.
Not as high. 21.7.
Yeah, it's all the kids who stay in school. It's a like the Chaz Lanier's. It's a different thing.
It is, because what it's turning, it looks like the NBA has turned into freshmen, first day, or foreign players, and then the super seniors or seniors the second day.
Yes.
If you're in between, NIL is saying, you know what, I can make more money staying in college. All right. What are the Nets going to do?
Lose.
They have
a lot,
including their draft picks, 21 players. Do you like the 15 players are all signed, and then they just had six draft picks come in, five in the first round and one yesterday.
Trades and things, and I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. I didn't understand the strategy. It's too many picks.
I thought that they were going to use those picks to maneuver, move around, maybe go get that one player. But
no.
They said, you know what, how about we just take them all? That'll work. So.
And again, that's why they've been crucified league-wide. I mean, executives laughing at what they're doing. It's quite something.
Michael, if Cooper Flagg becomes a superstar in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't get moved like Luka did.
Right.
By the age of 31, this is according to Sports Tracks, do you know how much money he will accumulate?
$1 billion.
Very close.
It's true.
$900 million by the age of 31.
Yeah, the base rookie extension, then you factor in all NBA status and the boosters. I mean, by the time he hits
max,
the
Supermax.
Yeah, the Supermax by that point might be $75 million a year.
Yeah.
I mean, when you really think about it, so it'd be what, a 5-year, 4-year extension, 75 a pop? Dude, the numbers are getting crazy. Yeah, I don't doubt it at all.
All right. I want to finish this off with three things. Well, I guess four. The Pistons taking your guy, Chaz Lanier, during a commercial.
I was bummed out because we got it right and we didn't even get to watch it in real time. I'm like, damn it. Also, ESPN disrespected Detroit all night. They talked about seemingly every team in the East except the Pistons. Mm-hmm. I mean, they sat there. I mean, they were all like enjoying their popsicles, talking about the Atlanta Hawks being a threat. And I'm going, well, if you're going to talk about the Hawks, you're going to talk about the Pistons? It's like we don't exist.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. With the trades and everything that Atlanta Hawks have done, have they become a threat? Like, is this team now a team that, you know, we talk about other teams in the East? Should we start including the Atlanta Hawks?
Look, they were in the play-in. They had a couple devastating injuries. They have talent. A threat to what? Do I ever think they're going to do what they did in 2021 and get to the ECF again? Probably not. Not with a balding point guard. But they have talent. They've drafted well. They added Porzingis, which makes you better in the margins. It can give you tons of lineup flexibility. Yeah, and guess what? They still have all summer now. They have the extra first-round pick because Joe Dumars is a dumbass. They can do some things this summer. So,
you know what?
Yeah.
It's like you're reading the script over
what?
Here, Mike. What is going on in New Orleans?
Crack. Or maybe like Scarface, just big bowls of Coke. I don't know what the hell they were
like
doing.
I feel like Stephen A. I mean, seriously, it's like...
Joe, you could have put a top 10 restriction on that pick. Atlanta still does the trade. An unprotected pick in a year that the Pels are almost assuredly going to be a lottery team. Joe.
So is New Orleans going to break this thing up? Like, what are they going to do?
Hold on. So break it up to be bad, but you gave away your own pick.
That's why it's the question. All right. Finally, what's going to happen with Giannis in Milwaukee? He said that he was monitoring all the picks that Milwaukee was making.
Mm.
Is he staying? Is he leaving? What do you think is going to happen with Giannis in Milwaukee?
Just feel like it's calmed down. I don't know what's changed. But if Milwaukee was going to do something, it would almost assuredly have to have been pre-draft so you could get existing capital to start a rebuild. Rico, I almost feel like maybe is he having second thoughts?
It kind of feels that way because I think he's trying to find every reason to stay. Like, okay, you got this guy. That's good enough for me because we've seen when players want out. I mean, Kevin Durant, I don't want to be here. And next thing you know, he's being dealt again. Giannis, I do think he wants to try to run it back one more time. Giannis, to me, looks like the type of person that needs to always be liked. And if he leaves, then there are going to be people who won't like him. Okay.
Wow. That was actually audio of Kenny the other night when he made his first friend.
No.
All right, that wraps up the NBA Tremendous. Draft.
Joe Dumars is terrible.
We're still waiting to see what New Orleans is going to do. 97-1.
All right, we're going to knock down these phone calls, get to who said it. Red Wings NHL draft tonight. It's been spirited by people. It's a question of just, okay, a whole week's gone by and they've done nothing. There's been no buyouts, no trades. Is tonight going to be fireworks? Is it just going to be Steve dutifully taking the 13th pick? Almost out of spite, do you think he makes a trade? Look, Wojo wrote the column that I think encapsulates how we feel and how many of you feel. There's no reason to use that pick tonight. Trade the damn thing. This is what you're here for. That's what the money's for. And look, it just adds to the topic that Noah Dobson got traded at like 158. The Islanders traded a cornerstone 25-year-old defenseman that, yes, they were losing leverage with. Because Lou Lamoriello screwed the organization last summer by not signing Dobson. But they only got pick 16 and 17 and a Berggren-esque prospect. Where were the Wings? Early in the week, you read, if he moves, it's Detroit. Where were the Wings?
Seemed logical.
Now he's a Canadian. Look, if you want to call up and say, look, you idiots, we don't need him. We're getting Ekblad. That's fine. But guys, I want to know what you think's happening tonight. Because Kenny's right. I mean, I feel like we are all collectively Urban Meyer on a golf cart eating sad pizza. They're going to take that 13th pick. It's going to be a Swede. And we're all going to look around and go, oh, my God, he did it again.
Yep. And we're going to wait for free agency only to find out. Okay.
Wow.
No big splash the way we've been
right
waiting.
Now, again, using the pick and having a good offseason aren't mutually exclusive. He could use the pick tonight, have a great free agency wrap. Make a trade post-free agency. Look, if a week from now you're sitting here and Aaron Ekblad and Jason Robertson are Red Wings, bravo. But in the here and now, it's kind of like, man, are we asleep at the wheel? A lot of these teams are getting better. I mean, even, and I'm not pounding the desk on this, but like when J.J. Paterka got dealt, Kenny looked at me, I looked at him, I go, is there two first-round picks attached to that? Like, Buffalo got rid of a kid who's blossoming. And look, another step in development will be an all-star. They got rid of him for, like, filler. Well, we got lots of filler. Now, again, will Buffalo deal with us? Probably not. But that's what we're rapping about.
I get it.
Go ahead, Kenny. I'm sorry. You were...
No, I was just going to say, and now we have Dobson in our own division. So that's great. And we weren't rumored or with him or with Paterka or with anybody else. And that's what I'm tired of. If it was just Dobson in a vacuum, just that, if that was all, that would be fine. I would be like, all right, I guess they just weren't interested. But year over year over year, offseason over offseason, it seems like we're never rumored with these guys. The last time we weren't rumored with DeBrincat when we got him, but if you want to do the operates in silence argument, but it never seems like we're rumored with any of these guys.
Let's go to Bob, 97.1. Bobby, what's going on, pal?
Yeah, hi. I've been listening to you guys. I got a little bit of a different take. Number one, I'm not the least bit upset that they didn't get Noah Dobson. Guy's a solid minus 16 for the Islanders last year. Great 10-goal scorer, $9.5 million. Don't need him with Simon Edvinson. Don't need him with Seider. Don't need him with Sandin Pelika coming up and everything. Would have been a waste. The other thing is I'm looking at the Red Wings roster here and everything. I want to see Dylan Larkin gone. That's what I want to see. The guy is ranks about number 35 to 40 in the NHL in scoring. He's not considered a number one or number two center by almost any other team in the NHL. And every other team in the NHL feels it's okay to cross-check him in the face, in the neck, in the back, and punch him too, because that's what he is. He's a punching bag. Going along with him is Mr. Michael Rasmussen, the biggest sack of beans at 6'6" in the NHL I've ever seen. This guy never finishes a check, always late to the point of contesting the puck and everything, relatively mediocre and everything. He's a waste. So, and he's got size. Other guys like Tyler Mott, Justin Hull, you know, and everything, we know what they are, Tarasenko. The other thing I want to say is this. When you guys are talking about getting players and everything, the only guy I want to see him get right now is Aaron Ekblad, because Aaron Ekblad won a Stanley Cup, and he won it playing on a team where you had to give anything and everything, whether it meant breaking a guy's neck or his leg or getting yours broken, the way Dan Campbell makes his team play physical. That's how the Panthers are. Every other team out there, like the Maple Leafs with Marner and Austin Matthews, the Oilers with Connor McDavid and Draisaitl, you can have the greatest players that put your team's fans in the seats and everything, but they can't win a Stanley Cup. I want to see them go ahead and get Kucherov. I want to see him go ahead and get Radko Gudas for my third pair of defensemen. I want to see Steve Yzerman put together a grind line and pound with his fourth line. I don't care if there's more fights. Gary Bettman wants UFC coming back. He doesn't want you watching it on ESPN UFC. He wants you coming to the NHL and seeing it. Yzerman needs to put together a tough team, the same way the Panthers are. They out-physicaled everybody. They had great goaltending. And you can get these guys like Robertson and everything. Sorry, they're not winning Stanley Cups. So I don't blame Yzerman at all for not getting some of these guys. The league is really thin on talent and everything. Overpaying Noah Dobson $9.5 million a year for 8 years. What a waste of money. That's my opinion on it. To see what you guys
say. Yeah, I like a lot of what you said. I just think your Dobson opinion is atrocious.
The plus minus thing, that's what we're doing.
Welcome to 1985.
And also were terrible.
Yeah, circumstantial kind of matters here. It's like taking Red Wing goaltending statistics and just pinning it just on them. Your penalty kill is horrific. He's a consensus top 20 defenseman, a year removed from a 70-point season, which, Bob, you sound pretty smart, so I'm just going to be smart with you. You know what you did. You did a ratty thing. You cherry-picked a bad year where the kid was hurt and on a team that fell apart. Year prior, he had over 60 assists. He plays huge minutes. He's physical. He's 25. And by anyone who covers the league, a top 20 defenseman. Everything else you said, I can live with. Your Dobson take was really, that's rough.
I always get hung up on the plus minus people. It's because unless it's way too much one way or way too much the other way, plus minus does not mean
plus minus is like batting average. It's passe. There's just better metrics to dictate who you are.
It's how you win or not.
You don't have to go all the way down to Corsi and Fenwick, but plus, minus, yeah, no, I'm out.
There's just a middle ground. Everything else he said, I'm not angry about. And he's got to look, Bob wants moves. He wants different moves. We don't argue about the Ekblad thing.
He wants to get tougher. I don't disagree with that either.
No, the point is, don't act like Noah Dobson is some foof. Or Noah Dobson is this overrated pylon.
He brings up Jason Robertson. It's like, I would love to have him on my team.
Yeah, you want to knock Robertson because he's a couple years removed from being a 40-goal scorer? You want to knock him because he hasn't recaptured that form? Do it. That's fine. You want to knock a Zegras because he isn't the player he was the first 2 years in the league? These are all discussion points. But when you call up and you basically use a top 20 defenseman as a bidet, that's a bit of an issue. Like, that's an objectively bad take. Come on now.
And the rest also wants fights.
So. And I'm not mad at it. Yeah. Hell, didn't the Flyers just hire a UFC coach to teach them how to fight? Let's do more of that.
I thought Bettman didn't want that anymore.
Who cares what he wants?
Okay.
Nice toupee.
It's personal.
Okay. Bettman bothers me. I don't like. All right, let's go. We'll go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, bud?
What's happening? How you guys doing today?
Good. What's up, man?
I think that there's a lot. Well, first, what Bob said was The Larkin thing is a little bit crazy. Same thing with Dobkins, but I do agree with the getting physical. But
yeah, and like, again, Larkin has a no movement clause. That would be a complicated thing to pull off.
Correct. To even think that, it's kind of like, I feel like you're missing any of the broad strokes of the big picture here. But while, I mean, to answer the question you've been asking, what's Stevie going to do? He's going to take the 13 because that's what the Ilitches are going to tell him to do. The root cause of all this, I mean, everyone, I mean, there's people ready to have Stevie's head on the on a pike right now. But the answer is it comes down from ownership. And the answer is when all the ticket sales, all of the merchandise sales, the hardcore Red Wings fans are still living on the heyday that old man Ilitch did. And how did he do it? He broke open that checkbook. You got to go out there. The reason why we're not making the moves, the reason why we're not going and pursuing free agents, the reason why we're not bringing in a championship caliber team is because the Ilitch family is perfectly happy selling out every single game, selling piles of jerseys and hats because Detroit sports fans are perfectly comfortable with supporting an okay team. You could take that from the Red Wings. You could take it from the Pistons. You could take it from five centuries of Lions fans. It doesn't matter as long as you don't have the 0-16 season, as long as you don't come up with a 13-14 win basketball season, you're still going to sell.
But John, here's the flaw in the argument. If you want to have it with the Tigers, you could based on, hey, payroll is X, there's no cap, I want to do more. When have the Wings operated at a floor in hockey? Like, when have they left $30 million out there like Anaheim did a couple years ago? They spend their money. They're just not good at it.
That is a good point, but I'm not
breaking your chops, John. I'm just saying, like,
I know you're not. No, it's a very good point. We're leaving money out there, and that is a front desk issue.
Well, but and also, how about this? If we could meet in the middle on something, I think it's an Yzerman issue on one thing: term. Yzerman doesn't like term. Why can't they get the players that you, I, Kenny, and the free world covet? Because they want term.
It's true. The players want
security.
They want long-term paydays because they feel like they've earned it, and Yzerman's unwilling to do long contracts because it is a physical game. But at the same time, you got to pay these guys.
No doubt.
They're gonna not come somewhere. If we're only offering 2-3 year contracts, why would they risk it when they can go and take 6-7-8
That's right.
contracts. They're going to go to the Buffaloes of the world.
100%.
They're going to go to the Leafs of the world.
But that was part of the Dobson discussion. Again, John, I'm with you, and I'm glad I wasn't taking crazy pills. I mean, the previous caller acted like this guy was, you know, Hull's brother. He's 25 years old. I don't care about an 8-year term. He's 25. And at a 9.5 AAV, and you cost average it out with Mo, you're basically paying two top 20 defensemen, $9 million a pop, and you have, I don't care about the clock. No one's here. 248-539-9797. Let's check that management office. Do what I want. 97-1. All right, quick TO. We're going to get back to the Wings calls. People are very passionate about it. I'm down. I mean, it's another one of our local teams, and it's this weird space we're in. So we'll get back into it. But we have who said it. This is a special treat, though, because I have been told for a long time, Paul Sarah, or as Rico calls him, Brian Windhorst, Paul Sarah is a savant at Who Said It, but he never participates. So now Paul joins us this week, David with the day off. He's busy making children. And Kenny is doing Who Said It. I'm fascinated to see if Paul Sarah can live up to the hype. And with that, it's Who Said It. Kenny, this is where you talk.
All right, usually this is the part where somebody asks who's eligible.
Why are you back there swinging nunchucks? You're operating a radio board. It's like he's landing a plane.
Usually this is the part where somebody asks, who's eligible?
Okay, who's eligible?
The people from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
All right, Paul, are you ready?
I am ready. You built me up very well, Mike, but I might disappoint you.
No, I've just been told you're very good at this. So let's go. We need you.
All right, number one. I don't believe for a second the Tigers are going to go the way of the Mariners and fall out of the playoffs or go the way of the Twins and have that second half collapse like Minnie did. I don't believe that for a second. It's a good baseball team.
Oh, boy. Did you say Minnie?
Yeah, like
Who would say mini instead of the Twins or Minnesota? That would be the only clue I have. Now, Paul, you're our guest. You're helping us today.
It kind of sounds like a Jim Costa quote.
Would Jim say mini?
See, I was thinking more Wojo because he said it went all the way to 8 o'clock. So I'm thinking maybe that's a Wojo with mini.
Kenny, I know reading is tough and it takes a lot out of you. Could you read that one more time for me?
I don't believe for a second the Tigers are going to go the way of the Mariners and fall out of the playoffs or go the way of the Twins and have that second half collapse like Minnie did. I don't believe that for a second. It's a good baseball team.
See, I just, Wojo, like him and Minnesota are on such good terms. They're just mini.
The mini throws me off. Paul might be right here. I'm probably overthinking this.
Costa?
No, I was actually, would Gator say that?
Doesn't really seem like a Gator type thing.
I don't want to sway you, Mike, but the good baseball team tag at the end sounds like a Rieger tag to a sentence. It's a good baseball team.
Mini.
I'm going.
Rieger does stupid stuff all the time. You know what? I'm going to trust Paul Sarah. The blood will be on his hands. I'm going to go with Rieger.
You're going Rieger?
No, I'm going to go with Costa.
I like it. He did the old two-step. Kenny, who said it? Let's go! Paul Sarah's Jesus! You beautiful bastard. Good for you.
Well, yeah, it just sounded like a Rieger tag at the end of the sentence. Good baseball team.
We need to bring him in every week. I told you, he's a savant. He's like Mr. Miyagi.
He didn't even pick Rieger.
It doesn't matter. He helped me. Kenny, number two.
Do I have interest in Chris Sale? 100%. He's pitched very well this year. He pitched very well last year. A good veteran presence, another left-handed pitcher. Yeah, I've got a lot of interest in Chris Sale.
Okay, Chris Sale has since died. He broke his ribs. My initial thought is Jim Costa.
I did too.
But I want to start with Obi-Wan Paul Serenobi.
I'm going to say that's Gator.
Oh, no. But Gator doesn't think they need anything. Oh, wait a minute. No, he thinks they need pitching, and any talk of offense is egregious. You know what?
You going Gator?
We're going to start wearing bracelets. What would Paul Sarah do?
Okay,
I'm going with Gator.
I'm going to stick with cookies.
Kenny Costa.
They sound more like definitive cookies. Do I want him? Yes, I want him.
Kenny, who said it? Paul Sarah Revolution.
I'm thinking he may have to use the Evan Jenkins.
No,
I don't think he knows.
No, I'm telling you, I have been told for months this guy has been rising up draft boards. This guy is supposed to be the best guy in the building at this game. Do you know how many times I've heard from David and Kenny? And I go, well, why does Paul never want to play? Well, he's not here. Okay, case in point. He's good at this, Rico.
So how do they know you're good? Will you text him?
Well, I've done it a couple times, and I've gotten most of them right.
He has a photographic memory. Don't you understand this? You're in the presence of greatness.
But it's audio.
Okay. An audiographic memory. Kenny, who's number three?
I get people being all excited about having a third baseman, but again, you have to ask yourself, what am I losing from the roster to acquire a player like this to step in who isn't an upgrade over Zach McKinstry?
Oh, dear God, that's got to be Gator. I swear, if Gator could adopt Zach McKinstry and move him into his house, he would. But we trust Paul Sarah first.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'm going to say that's Jansen.
Kenny, I'm going to ask you to read that one more time, please.
That takes a lot out of him.
I get people getting all excited about having a third baseman, but again, you have to ask yourself, what am I losing from the roster to acquire a player like this to step in who isn't an upgrade over Zach McKinstry?
I'm going to go with Doug. That sounds more like a Doug thing to me.
And Gator doesn't want offense at any point.
Doug with the I get people.
Yeah. Now, why Jansen, Paul?
I don't know. I'm just going with my gut on that. It also could be Doug.
Do I dare go against the advice of Paul Sarah? You know what? No, I don't. I stand with Paul Sarah. Kenny, who did you guess again? Jansen?
Yes.
I don't like this guess, but if you're right, I'll tell you. You're never buying lunch again. Kenny, who said it?
Double Gator. I didn't expect
that. It was right there for me. Ah!
Only person to blame is
it's me. Yeah. It's not Paul's fault. It's me. That's it. I'm the problem.
It's the man in the mirror.
Damn it. I knew it. I swear Gator is a fathead of McKinstry up in his bedroom. He loves McKinstry. He says goodbye to Zach before he leaves the house every day. See you, Zach? So he loves him.
So why didn't you pick him?
Because I let Paul steer me, and I broke my microphone. Who cares? This cheap thing. All right, let's keep it rolling.
Is it six yet?
If you do use your oven, your home is still going to stay cool. It's just going to be an energy cost. If you're willing to pay up right now, it's a premium. It's hot as hell outside.
Okay.
What?
One more time, because I wasn't even ready for that one.
If you do use your oven, your home is still going to stay cool. It's just going to be an energy cost. If you're willing to pay up right now, it's a premium. It's hot as hell outside.
Paul?
I don't know who this is. I'll say Wojo. I don't know.
Wojo doesn't cook.
I don't know this one.
That's, hey, you're not here to say that. come on. Read it again.
If you do use your oven, your home is still going to stay cool. It's just going to be an energy cost. If you're willing to pay up right now, it's a premium. It's hot as hell outside.
Read it again.
No. We're up against it, funny man.
Don't look at me like I have a clue.
You know, I'm not. You just happen to be
I'll
right
there. I'll switch
there.
My pick and go with Jansen.
I'm going to go cookies. His smarm hasn't been featured. And it just sounds this like super matter-of-fact thing on a stupid topic. That would kind of fit lately what he's been doing.
I'm going Guff.
Oh, to come see Tom.
Because I have no clue.
All right. Who said it? Yes! F Paul Sarah. Who needs him? I could have swept the board if I just would have...
How'd you get from I Stand With Paul Sarah to F Paul Sarah
in the span of about 10 minutes? It's a fast-moving situation.
Is this your first day here?
You want to do one more or no?
Yeah, we can do one more.
One more.
Holmes, Langdon, and Scott Harris. Again, good job, like what you've done so far, but you got to get to the mountaintop.
Holmes, Langdon. Paul Sarah.
Could you reread it?
Holmes, Langdon.
Kenny's going to be exhausted by the end of this segment.
Again, good job, like what you've done so far, but you got to get to the mountaintop.
I that could be Tom.
You think that's Tecumseh?
Yeah, that could be Tom.
Any reason?
No, I
did. Did that sound overwhelmingly like white to you? Or
I'm going to stick with the morning. I'm going to go with Jansen. I haven't gotten one right yet, so
it's been look, shooters shoot. Just keep firing. You know what? I don't really have an opinion. I've already gotten three of them, so I'm very happy. I'll go with Paul. Let's go Tecumseh Tom. Okay, wow. That's all right. Did Doug have three packs of cigarettes? What is that?
Oh, my Sound God.
Jeez.
We're having a great time at Shanty Creek.
Was he the fabulous sports babe?
He sounds like Pharrell.
We're talking Supersonics basketball, Master of Puppets.
What the hell happened in Duck Up North?
Assuming it was a bad microphone.
Oh, my God.
All right. That, Paul, you were wonderful, as always.
Thanks.
That is who said it.